It's time for What's Up with Deputy Leader of the National Party, Nicola Willis.
Morena, Nicola.
Morena.
How are you going this morning?
I'm going really well, thank you. I'm off to Christchurch.
Oh, wonderful. We've got a few things to get through, so I'll just jump straight in. I'd like to start off talking about a couple of the criticisms around the Fast Track Approvals Bill. Firstly, I would like to touch on a couple of projects that had previously been opposed in court. So the Rua Taniwha water storage scheme in Hawke's Bay, which was previously blocked by the Supreme Court in 2018 and cancelled and is now back on the table. And then also the Trans-Tasman Resources Limited, which was fought in High Court by Kiwis Against Seabed Mining. So would you be able to touch on those two projects for me, please?
Yeah, look, these are projects which the independent panel who's been involved in assisting Cabinet with advice on the Fast Track legislation have concluded overall have significant national benefits such that they should be progressed. These are projects which have the potential to create significant jobs for New Zealanders, significant export income, which contributes to living standards. And they are projects that will still have to have their environmental impacts considered in the next stage of the process. But we are shifting the balance towards more economic growth because we do need to be a wealthier country that has higher incomes, better public services, and that involves some developments which will grow the economy.
So can we expect the reasons for why these projects were originally opposed in court? Can we expect any explanation on that?
Well, all of those judgments relate to the weighting and balancing of different factors. And essentially, in this case, what we've done is balanced and weighed different factors more heavily. And as I say, we've made clear that we think that there is a way in which the environmental impacts can be considered and managed, but that the benefits of these projects proceeding are such that we should be fast-tracking them in this way.
And I would also like to touch on a couple of projects I think projects of questionable necessity, I think it has been, when you look at the list of approved projects in this bill, seeing projects that do so much for our housing crisis and for infrastructure and transport up against projects which don't necessarily seem as much national importance. So, for example, the Eden Park upgrade and ski resort upgrades and golf resort developments in Otago. Would you be able to speak to those?
Yeah, well, look, there are 149 projects listed in the bill, and every project listed was recommended for inclusion by the Independent Advisory Group. And the primary reason each project has been selected is that it will help drive economic growth. So in the case of each of those projects, the judgment that's been made is that in terms of the jobs that those projects will create, the economic activity that they will support and sustain, whether that's in different industries or sectors, is such that there are benefits in them proceeding through a fast track.
Yes, but wouldn't you argue that with those projects that are of less national importance, they don't necessarily need to go through a fast track and can go through a more regimented bill through like the green tape?
Well, the judgment that we've made on advice from this independent advisory group is that these are projects that are worthy of progressing. And it's important to note that an expert panel will continue to assess the project and attach necessary conditions to its consent. And it could still decline the consent if it considers that any environmental effects can't be effectively mitigated. And overall, what this legislation is doing is progressing projects that will allow for the creation of renewable electricity, the development of infrastructure, the creation of housing and projects to advance economic growth. And our judgment is that New Zealand for too long has made it too hard to get progress on major developments. They've ended up tied up in court for often many years with great expense and cost and great uncertainty, and that has held back New Zealand's development. Now, right now, we've had a period of a very high cost of living crisis. We've had low growth rates. We've had growing unemployment. And projects that will spur economic activity are sorely needed.
And obviously there are quite a few projects for renewable energy, and I know that environmental issues have kind of been at the fore of concerns over the fast track approvals bill. Are you concerned, and is the party concerned, that having these projects for renewable energy sitting alongside environmentally degrading coal or other resource mining projects, do you have concerns that that almost seems a bit counterintuitive?
Well, no, because the very intent of the legislation is to progress projects that are in New Zealand's interest. As I say, there's 22 renewable electricity projects. We think it's a real shame that the RMA, the legislation at play here, has become so challenging that many of those renewable electricity projects would otherwise get caught up in very lengthy processes delaying them. We need to bring new electricity generation on board as soon as possible in order to reduce our emissions impact and to ensure that we have abundant, affordable, renewable energy. And these projects add up to 3 gigawatts of generation capacity, which is enough to power Auckland. So it's really significant in terms of supporting climate change goals. Other projects achieve different benefits, but all of the projects have been included because they are judged to have significant benefits for the country as a whole.
And can we expect to get any kind of transparency over why those projects were chosen?
Yes, in the sense that we have been upfront about the process involving an independent panel, and we were very clear that a group of ministers made decisions on the final project list after considering recommendations from that independent advisory group and after considering advice from officials. So there was a clear process, and the Act itself sets out clear criteria which projects have been judged against.
Now, I just quickly want to also touch on the looming cuts for some critical health services. So the National Public Health Service is, there are fears of budget cuts there, and it's obviously already an industry that is pretty understaffed and underfunded. So would you be able to speak on that?
Yeah, look, I'll just be really clear. Our government has increased health funding considerably, and not only that, an increase of $1.4 billion in the last year, we've also advanced funding so that in every year, in every budget that we are in office, that funding will continue to grow. So collectively, in our and when we announced the budget last year, we announced an additional more than $16 billion to go into the health system over the next few years. So our health system can look forward to a growing budget every year, and that's because it's going to need a growing budget in order to meet the needs and demands that New Zealanders have for healthcare. Notwithstanding that increasing funding, just like any organisation or any household, they do need to set budgets and they do need to keep to budgets, even within the growing funding environment. And what occurred following the major health reforms that Labor instigated was that actually they went off track and were not keeping to budgets. That's a real concern because we need to have good financial management. And when we saw those problems emerging, that's when we acted and sent in a commissioner to make sure that there was transparency and clarity over how those finances were being used and to make sure that they were sticking to budgets. But the truth is that funding will increase every single year for health, and we've already pre-committed budget funding to ensure it will. It will make up over half of each of our budgets in the years ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. I think we've got to wrap it up there, but we will talk to you next month.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Bye.